Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hey, Amy. It's Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
It's going okay. I'm just a little busy today because Grant's out of office. Hanging in there. It's almost the weekend.
He wasn't feeling too good, right? He didn't sound too good the last few days.
Yeah, I think he caught a cold or something like that, so he was feeling a little bit under the weather, and he'd left early a couple of days this week, but he's going to a music festival today, so hopefully he's feeling good for that.
Yeah. I just wanted to give you a quick call. I don't know if you told the rep already based off Mike's email, but I just wanted to call the underwriter first. I'm not really too sure. You guys asked for a retention price, and then they said that they weren't able to give it. Was that what happened? Or
yeah, for the deal called Bobcad.
Okay, I think there might have been, miscommunication. So if you could give me, a few minutes, I'll just give the underwriter a quick call, and I'll give you a call straight back.
Okay, can I ask you a question real quick, just regarding retention pricing? Grant, let me know that you guys are putting that back on the table. Is that, permanent, or are you guys still testing it out?
It's just going to be until the 10th of next month. It's another 30-day test to, this was only really released and tested with a few partners.
Right.
And, we got some really good feedback. So you guys included express that you'd like to keep it around for a small bit longer. So we're testing it for an additional 30 days, and then we're going to analyze the results after. The way that it works essentially is if the deal, I haven't looked into this deal in terms of the terms that it was approved for, but as long as it falls into the category that qualify on that PDF that I sent, we don't ask any questions. So we just put out the retention price in and it is what it is. So why I think there might have been some miscommunication, but...
Okay, and I think I'd only gone to ask retention pricing for you guys on one other deal, so... if you're letting me know that I should just refer to that PDF, I can definitely do that. I just wasn't sure if I needed to get something approved or let you guys know in advance.
No, you do have to get the always. I'm just saying, if it falls into that category on the PDF, then definitely put in the request.
We'll
put out their retention offer.
Okay. So it's just a matter of checking it against that PDF. If it's available, then just let you guys know.
Exactly, because there's some terms, this is off the top of my head, so I'm not 100% sure, but I think in term tier one, for example, it's only available from 8 months to 8 months plus. Tier four, so there's different requirements in terms of each tiers.
Mm-hmm.
Was the approval that you asked for it on falling into that?
I'm looking at it right now. This approval is a tier three, and we got it approved out to 14 months. So I'm showing that on 14 months for tier three, it's a 1.31.
Okay,
I think that's the buy rate. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it definitely qualifies. So let me work on this, and I'll give you a call back in a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, when you guys do send the retention pricing, it would be in the same format, just a different email.
Exactly. You're going to get an updated approval with the reduced buy rate.
Okay. While I have you on the line, do you mind if I just ask about another deal?
Of course.
Okay. This is one that Grant was also working on. It was called Dunkin' Dog Wash.
Okay.
Do you want the approval number for that one?
Let me just pull up the TRS really quick.
Okay. Basically, what I'm showing in our system is that we have docs out on this deal. The rep just emailed shortly, a little while ago, asking if we can do 15 and 20K over 10 months. It looks like the max approval from Fora is 33K over 10 months. And I'm assuming since it's a lesser amount, that's fine, right, if we're still trying to stay on a 10-month term.
So let's just take a look. So Bank of Cardiff. Hey, what was the name of the deal, Amy? I got the clear
It's called Dunkin' Dog Wash. Funny name.
Dunkin'?
Yeah, just like Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. That's a smart business owner.
Yeah.